Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today, amen, the broadcast today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today, amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle. We are ministries without walls, friends, and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. And we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you would like to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yryle50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can inbox her there. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. And we ought to be glad in it. We ought to give God all of the praise, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. What an awesome God that we serve. Amen. That he is able to keep us in all things. Amen. That he's a God that love us with an everlasting love. Amen. We just have to give our praises unto him, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for another day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you honor, we just give you glory, and we magnify your holy name. Father God, we thank you, Father, that you are a deliverer, oh God. We thank you that you are a healer, God. We thank you, God, that you are everything that we need, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise. We magnify and glorify your name. We exalt your name on high, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for your holy word, oh God. We receive your word this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just give you praise, God. We just thank you for the blood that Jesus shed, oh God. We thank you for the blood that was shed that we might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. We just give you praise, God. Father God, we just pray for those who are sick, oh Father, those that have lost loved ones, those who are behind prison bars and orphanage, Father God. We just pray that you will comfort them, oh Father. We pray that you will strengthen them, oh God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying, oh God, that you will save a soul right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just ask that you will deliver them and heal them, oh God. Oh, Father God, and bring them out of sin, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your glory, God. Father God, we just thank you for your word, oh God. We just thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Jesus, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for all things, God. We just thank you that you're God, Father. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and all the things you're getting ready to do. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, we just thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh, God. We thank you, God, because you are God and there is no other God. Glory be to God. We just give you praise, God. We just say thank you, Father, for all that you have done. You are mighty God, and we just give you praise, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We just say thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, oh, God, as a believer all over the world, oh, God. We just give you praise, oh, God. We just thank you right now for divine protection over our lives, over our families, of everything that you have given us. We thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask to protect your leaders all over this world, protect our brothers and sisters in Christ all over this world, Father. Cover them under the blood of Jesus, even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We just thank you for your word, God, and we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. We say we love you, God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, God, we just speak deliverance in the lives of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We just speak healing in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just speak healing and deliverance in the minds of your people, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We just thank you for healing them right now, God. Open their eyes that they may see. Open their ears that they can hear your voice, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nobody hear me, God, but let them hear you, oh, God, speaking through your servant, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them hear the voice of truth in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I believe I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. There's something waiting for me. Glory be to God. There's something waiting for you if you're living right and holy. Glory be to God. Amen. Just praise the Lord. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. He is so worthy of all of our praises. We're going to ask if you have any prayer requests, if you would just inbox that to me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. Amen. On Facebook, amen. Or you can submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will keep you in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me. Praise the Lord now, because he is so good to us. Glory be to God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the reason of praising right there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I get so excited about the word of God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. The message today will come from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Amen. And I am going to begin reading at verse number 46. Amen. And the word of God read and the message will come from this passage of scripture. They will the Lord deliver thee unto my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Glory to God. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and brought nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took him a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a shot, a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no weapon, no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, good God Almighty, and took his sword and drawed it out of the chest thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And the Philistines saw their champion was dead. There they fled. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The message is titled, Today Is I'm Still Standing. Hallelujah. I'm still standing. Glory be to God. For the scripture says, therefore David ran and he stood upon the Philistine. Glory be to God. David was still standing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we look at chapter 17 and how David ended up going into battle, hallelujah, against this giant. Glory be to God. David was sent by his father to go and to bring cheese and different parched corn and loaves, 10 loaves unto his brothers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But before David got there, there was a giant, and his name was Goliath. Glory be to God. And he was the champion of the Philistines. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Here David was, and David going into battle with the giant. Glory be to God. Not too long ago, I preached a message on Without Walls Worldwide Ministry entitled David Testimony. Glory be to God. And I want to touch that a little bit, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that message, and you will actually have to go to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry to hear that message about David's testimony. Hallelujah. And this is how David got his testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David, when he went to Saul, glory be to God, he went to Saul because he wanted to go and fight the giant. Glory be to God. But David was only a little boy. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. He was just a little boy. But David gave Saul a testimony. That's why Psalm 23, glory be to God, was one of David's testimony about being down in the valley. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because when we look at chapter 17, the Bible tells us that the Philistine and the army of the Philistine was on one mountain, glory be to God, and the army of God was on another mountain, and there was a valley, glory be to God, hallelujah. But David goes on to tell Saul, I can beat this giant, this giant is going to fall, in other words, glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm going to be still standing across, I already been down in the valley, glory be to God, and I don't have to fight down in the valley, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I got a testimony. This David got a testimony. I'm bit down in the valley, glory be to God. Glory be to God. See, David's testimony here is this chapter says, and it starts at verse 37. David said unto Saul, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the palm of life, out of the palm of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto him, go, and the Lord be with you. Glory be to God. Here was David's testimony. Glory be to God. I already just been down in the valley. I know that God is able to deliver me from this giant. I am in the valley. Glory be to God. With lions and bears and scorpions and snakes. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I've been in places where I've been among, hallelujah, lions and bears that were roaring. Glory be to God. I've been among the snakes and the scorpions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Oh, my God. David said, hallelujah, because I've been there. Glory be to God. And I know the deliverance power of God. Hallelujah. This giant's going to fall today. Glory be to God. And I'm going to be still standing for the glory of God. Glory be to God. Right out of care of God. Thank you even now. Hallelujah. Because wherever the giants are in your life, oh my God, they are about to fall. Glory be to God. I don't care how many giants you got, but you got to be like David. You got to face them. Glory be to God that you may have a testimony. Glory be to God. If Cena had a testimony, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stephen was a little boy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. My God. The giant even himself, when he sees David, glory be to God, then David would be the one that would be left standing. I couldn't tell somebody you're going to stand. Glory be to God. If you continue to believe in God, if you continue to live by the word of God, if you continue to believe in God, oh my God, he can deliver you from the hands of the enemy. Glory be to God. What can man do to you when God is for you? Glory be to God. David says, I'm going to still be standing. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm still standing. Glory be to God, because God has delivered me. Hallelujah, from a strong city of evildoers. Glory be to God. That's my testimony. Hallelujah, my God. I'm still standing. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. That's what David said. I'm still standing. I'm going to still stand. I don't care what the giant, I don't care how big he is. Hallelujah. I'm ready to face him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. David, hallelujah, was a little boy, but yet God had led him there
standing. It was the chosen person of God that was still standing, that God was with, that God was with during the battle. Hallelujah. David knew that it wasn't in his own might, but it was in the power of the mighty God. Ah, hallelujah, that he would win the God, and he had no fear. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Somebody ought to say, I'm still standing because God was with me. I can say in my own testimony that I'm still standing. Glory be to God, because God was with me. Glory be to God. He was with me down in the valley, in the deepness of darkness. He was with me, and I'm still standing as a living testimony of God. Oh, my God. Somebody ought to help me praise him. Glory be to God, because he is a deliverer of his people. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You know, when David went forth, hallelujah, when Saul said it was okay, glory be to God. Matter of fact, Saul told David, I want you to go. But he tried to put David in his own armor. Hallelujah. And David said, don't feel right. Don't feel right. Because he wanted, it wasn't the right armor. It wasn't what God had told him. And he couldn't go that way. And he had to go in the way that God had told him to go. And David said, you know, I don't feel right in this. I'm just going to take the flame now. I'm just going to take my five stones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. And he took his five stones in his sling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and as he draws near to the Philistine, glory be to God, and this Philistine giant, hallelujah, of Goliath, glory be to God. You know, we got giants in our lives to stand over, glory be to God. Our head of the most high, they think you're going to fall, glory be to God. They think they got you, glory be to God, down in the valley. But when they didn't know that God sent you down in the valley, glory be to God. Hallelujah, David was sent, glory be to God, hallelujah. He didn't really know where he was going. And I don't believe that he really knew that he was going to fight a giant that day and that he was going to defeat him. But the moment that David stepped in that area, the moment that he stepped on the battlefield, the battle was already won. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Give God the praise for the victory. Glory be to God. But as David, hallelujah, was a youth and he was ruddy, hallelujah, he was just an old shepherd boy, glory be to God, hallelujah. And when this giant seen him, in other words, he mocked him. Don't you hate people that just mock you because they don't see who you are in God? They mock you and they talk about you because they don't know who you are in God. Glory be to God. But David didn't let that bother him, so don't let it bother you. Glory be to God. My God, my God. But this giant came to David, glory be to God, and he was mocking David, and he said that to David, glory be to God. In other words, you're going to fall today. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And the Bible says Goliath the giant cursed the God of David. It's not good to curse God nor his people. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And the Philistine said unto David, come to me. Glory be to God. And I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Glory be to God. My God, my God. That's what he felt, because he stood over David, who was a little boy. Glory be to God. He looked down upon him. Have you ever seen people, glory be to God, that look down upon him? Ah, hallelujah. They're so much better than you are. They think they got so much power. Glory be to God. But David told the giant Goliath, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear. Glory be to God, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. And David stood, glory be to God. He stood not in fear, but he faced his giant. Glory be to God. Don't you know there are some giants that God has to remove out of your life? There are some giants that God will kill. Glory be to God for coming against his people. Glory be to God. David told him, in other words, I don't come by myself. I come with the Lord on my side. This family, my mind, that it belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. The giant thought he would be standing, but glory be to God. The victory was in the name of the Lord for David. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. David told the giant, glory be to God. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Glory be to God. My God, my God. I come to tell somebody, God is in the midst of thee. Don't worry about your giant, because your giant surely shall fall. Glory be to God. I don't know what it is. It might be a personal thing. I don't know what it is, but God knows your giant. Glory be to God. You got to keep trusting and faith in the Lord, and then know that God is able to deliver you from anything and anybody. Glory be to God. He can turn around the work of evildoers. Glory be to God. The giant shall fall. That's what David said. This day, the Lord shall give you unto my hand. I'm going to be standing. I know you said that you were going to be standing, but I'm coming in the name of the Lord, and I'm telling you this day, the Lord is going to give me your head. Glory be to God, and I'm going to be standing in the mighty name of the Lord. Glory be to God, for my God is a mighty God. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. Glory be to God, because God is able to deliver us wherever we are. The enemy does not prevail over the people of God. Glory be to God. I don't care how tall they are. I don't care how big and bad they think they are. Ah, hallelujah. They're going to fall in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. God is able. Hallelujah, my God, my God. For the word of God tells us, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give unto you the hand of your enemy. Believe the word of God. David was a little boy, glory be to God, but he knew that God was a deliverer. He said it in his testimony, I know God because God has delivered me down in the valley. Glory be to God. That's why he said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There he was. That's how he got the testimony. He was down in the valley. Hallelujah. At the shadow of death. Glory be to God. And the giant thought he had because he looked at the size of David. He didn't see David in the spirit. He didn't see him in the spirit. Glory be to God. I didn't know about you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But seeing him, David seen God deliver him. He seen God in his victory in the battle. Glory be to God. He knew it was God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. That's how David got the testimony. That's why David could tell you that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not walk. Hallelujah. My God. He knew that God was with him in his battle. Glory be to God. He knew that God would deliver him. He knew that when he spoke the word of God, it was going to come to pass. He didn't have no doubt. He didn't have no doubt. That God was twice his size. Glory be to God. He was twice David's size. And David was a what? Goliath was a man. Goliath was a champion. Goliath had all kind of stuff and shields and nails and all kind of stuff. And here comes this little boy with a slingshot in the water. Now look at God. Hallelujah. Look at the power of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The enemy has no more power over you than you give them. Glory be to God, my God, my God. We got to face our giant, whatever it is. Glory be to God. We got to be like David. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me. Praise and glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm still standing because of you, because of God. I'm still standing. Hallelujah. I'm still alive. Glory be to God, because of God. Hallelujah. I'm in my right mind because of God. Hallelujah. I got a testimony because of God. What he's done for me. Glory be to God. The anointing cost is something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I'm still standing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. David said, I'm still standing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David gave that testimony. Hallelujah. He knew he would be still standing because he knew God was on his side. We got to know that God is on our side. Let the enemy do what they want to do. Glory be to God, but they will not prevail over you. That's what you got to realize, because see, David realized, okay, he's big. He's a giant. He's twice my size. But I know the God that I serve will deliver me. Glory be to God. To this giant that was there in the valley or the battlefield, had tormented the army of God. That's what David said. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defiling the army of God? People come to defile you. Glory be to God. They come to lie on you. They come to make you believe that they got power over you. They want you to believe that they're going to be the one to be still standing. That ain't the truth. When you belong to God, hallelujah, you shall be still standing. Glory be to God. If you believe and don't let fear sit in, don't let it sit in, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the army in itself, the army of God, he had taught them so much and mocked them so much and told them what he was going to do to them that they was afraid to go down there and fight him, a whole army. Hallelujah. That's what the voices of giants say. Glory be to God. They'll speak to you to make you think that God ain't with you. They'll speak to you to tell you that you ain't none of who God says you are. They'll talk down to your mark at you and lie on your laugh at your backbite you. Glory be to God. That's what the voices of a giant are saying. Glory be to God. Just like Goliath was doing to the army of God. Hallelujah. My God, he was a fire in them. He was placing fear in them. That's what he was doing. Hallelujah. And they was afraid. Glory be to God. They was afraid. They were so afraid, they were scared to fight back. You better learn how to fight. You better learn how to pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You better learn how to pray. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Because all the time you can't call nobody to get a prayer. Glory be to God. So you got to know how to pray for yourself. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have to allow God to fight our battles. We have to allow God to fight the giants in our lives. Glory be to God. We have to allow him to fight them. No matter how big they are, the giant will surely fall. Glory be to God. You know now, they're going to surely fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't care how they got there. I don't care when they came. I don't care what they said. I don't care how they mocked you. I don't care how they talked about you. I don't care. Hallelujah. They're going to surely fall. Glory be to God. Whatever it is, glory be to God. Whatever that giant may be, maybe it's your finances. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know, I don't know what this giant is, but God knows. He knows what the giant is, but you won't give it to him. You need to give it to him. Hallelujah. If you give it to him and believe and trust in him and not in yourself, that child will surely fall. Go fall. And you're going to be still standing, and you'll be able to tell somebody, glory be to God, that God has delivered you from the hands of your enemies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is able to do it. Hallelujah. David knew he was able to do it. Do you believe that God is able to deliver you? Glory be to God. I don't care where you're at. Glory be to God. God is able to deliver you. He able to deliver you. I don't care who it is. No matter how big and bad they think they are. Hallelujah. My God. Peter got fooled that day, that old Goliath. He got fooled on that day because it was the Lord's day. It was the dawning of a new day. It was the Lord, and he was about to get overthrown. He just didn't realize it. Glory be to God. You know why he didn't realize? Because he didn't see David as who God saw him. He didn't see, and he didn't know the God that David knew. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to help you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't look at David as a little bloody boy. Glory be to God. That's why he said, why y'all send him out to me? In other words, why y'all send him out to me? Am I a dog? He didn't look at David as nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He looked at him as nothing. Glory be to God. And he thought for sure that he had the victory. See, your enemy think they got the victory. They done plotted. They done did everything in their power to destroy you. Glory be to God. But you still, hallelujah, you're still standing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's a testimony in itself. I'm still standing. In spite of all that I've been through, I'm still standing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I can't say about you, but that makes me, I love to give testimonies. Glory be to God, because I've been down in the deepest of the valley. Glory be to God. And I know that God was with me down in the valley. That's why this anointing. That's why my life, it cost me something down in the valley. See, David was down in the valley. Glory be to God. And David had anointing on his life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he didn't get it because he didn't go through nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Because he's able to do that. Hallelujah. When we allow him to fight the battle for us. Glory be to God. And we'll give it to him and leave it to him. It don't matter what the giant, who the giant is. Or what it is, God is able to defeat it. That's why he says, I am your man of war. I am the one. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's not yours, it's mine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God gets the glory out of the victory. Glory. Hallelujah. That's why we have to give it to him and let him fight for us. We can't trust in ourselves. In our own might and our own power, but we have to depend on the power of the mighty God to deliver us. We have to believe in what God says in the Word. Glory be to God. David was a little one, but yet he believed in what God said to him, what God did for him, what he seen God do for him in the valley. When he was out there among the sheep, when he was out there among the lions and the bears, when he was out there among snakes and scorpions, glory, when he was out there and all of that, glory be to God, he's seen God deliver him. He's seen God. He told him, God gonna give it to me. It ain't me, but God is gonna give it to me. Hallelujah. And he knew that God was with him. Glory be to God. And we have to be the same way. We have to know that God is with us. And no matter how it looks, it ain't what it looked like. It ain't what it looked like. It looked like be defeated. It looked like that you ain't going to make it. Glory be to God. But God says in his word, I take care of my children. My seed ain't going to be begging for bread. And the victory is mine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have to believe the word of God. We have to believe the word of God. But we must know the word of God, and we must read the word of God to know what God says. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that way we can face our fears and we can face our giants. You know, the devil keeps a lot of us in bondage because of fear, because of what we face in life's struggle. And we get fear in our heart. And when we get that fear in our heart, we're afraid to move We're afraid to do anything because we're afraid of falling. Glory be to God. But you won't fall if you continue to believe in God. And if you continue to have faith in God, the battle is already won. If you will believe in him and know that God is God, hallelujah, they're going to know that God's in the midst of it. They're going to know it. Because they're going to know for themselves, the witness. Because see, God will leave the witness to testify, yeah, I saw that person when they were down in the valley. I saw all that they went through. See, they got to be God with them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. David knew. Hallelujah. It didn't matter to David. It really didn't matter to David how big the giant was. Because the Bible said he ran and draw nigh unto the giant. David didn't have no fear. Hallelujah. So we got to let God control our lives. We have to let God control our minds and our thoughts. We have to stay in the word, glory be to God, so that fear won't set in. Glory be to God. If David had kept listening to him, and he could have left. You know, they kept trying to tell David, now, you don't need to go down there because you a little boy. And what that giant going to do to you, that giant going to just toss you to and fro and throw you over here and cut your head off. He's going to do all that kind of stuff because you ain't nothing but a little bitty boy. What can you do with a giant that big? But when you got God, ain't nothing that too impossible for God. That's it. He can just stay years in your life if you would just let him. Glory be to God, my God, my God. David, hallelujah, hallelujah. David was a young boy, and he did not fear Goliath, who was a champion, hallelujah, of the Philistine. He did not fear his enemy because he knew that this day, that particular day, that the giant would be defeated that defiled the army of God. Glory be to God. He knew it. He knew it down in his spirit. Glory be to God. He knew the God that he served. He knew that God would never fail him. He knew that God would never forsake him. He knew God would never leave him. He knew God as a deliverer. You know God as a deliverer. Do you know he can deliver you? Glory be to God. He can deliver you. Hallelujah. But you got to give your life to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David knew God for himself. You got to know God for himself. You got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. You might be delivered from anything that's coming against you. Glory be to God, my God, my God. And we can just be like David. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, facing the giants in our lives and not turning back and hiding from fear and scared to speak and scared to move because of the giants around you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You need to give God a praise among the giants. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, David. Hallelujah. He was the one that defeated the giant that day. He was a child. He was not the arm. The whole army was standing on the hill on both sides. The army of Philistines, the army of God on the other side. There was David running towards Goliath down in the valley. Glory be to God. Down the valley, and everybody said, in a shadow, there he was. In the valley. Glory be to God, my God, my God. And as he ran forth towards the giant, hallelujah, the word of God tells us, hallelujah, that David put his hand in his bag, and then he took the stone and he slung it. I just believe he slung in the name of the Father and the Son. Slung it. Glory be to God. And smote the Philistine in the forehead, and he fell. Glory be to God. He fell to the ground. Glory be to God. He was facing that giant. He fell to the ground. Oh, my God. That giant in your life is falling. Glory be to God. In this very moment, that giant is falling. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And the Bible tells us that the stone sunk into the forehead of Goliath.
And he fell upon his what? His face to the earth. Glory. What a mighty God that we serve. Hallelujah, my God. What a mighty God that we serve. Because he's able, hallelujah, to deliver us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to know him, though. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. The giant fell upon his face to the earth. The same giant that said unto David, glory be to God, in other words, I'm going to have your head today, and I'm going to give your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. But you see how God has done that thing? Did you see how God has done that? David was still standing, and the giant was dead upon his face. He had fallen. Glory be to God. My God. He had fallen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. The very thing that the enemy thought that they were going to do to David was the very thing that happened to him. Goliath fell, the champion fell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God reversed that thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody out here to praise the Lord. My God, my God. God reversed that thing. Glory be to God. And it was Goliath who was not dead. He fell. He fell. He fell so hard that he made a boom when he fell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hit the ground so hard. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David didn't have a sling shot. I mean, he didn't have a sword nor a shield. And that's why he told Goliath, no, I don't have all that. But what I have is the law. Saying, in other words, what I have is the law. And I don't have the shield, and I don't have the sword. But what I do have is the law. So you got the law. And the victory is surely yours because you got the law. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Because you know him, because you serve him, because you live right and holy, them giants gonna fall. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Them giants gonna fall. Glory be to God. You got to look at David now. That's the picture. Hallelujah. I could just see it. I could just see it in spirit. Can you just see it? Glory be to God. The giant and David in the battle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, David was outnumbered in every way. He was really a kid, and he this big guy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Matter of fact, when David got all the stuff that he got, because, you know, David already found out what the benefit is. What's the benefits I'm going to get? What you get when you kill this giant? David already knew he already knew that the victory was his and the Lord. He already knew. David, they ended up getting that stuff. Glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody out of heaven now. Glory be to God. They're going to come out with their stuff. Be to God. Hallelujah. There's going to be a thing they can do about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, I'm so excited. Hallelujah. That's why we have to praise God even in trouble and time. The David gave God even a praise right there. He even gave God the glory right there. He even said who God was. You know, I come in the name of the Lord. You come with me with your feelings because I come in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but everywhere I go, I come in the name of the Lord. Might not look like it, but he showed right there beside me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You know who you got with you when you go in. Glory be to God. You can't go in the battle. Hallelujah. Not knowing what you're going in the battle. You can't do it. You got to know him. You got to know God for yourself. You got to have him with you everywhere you go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, because the victory is yours in the Lord. Glory be to God. You go ahead and say, victory is mine. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine today. Glory be to God. I just added that on there. Glory be to God. But victory is yours today. If you believe, if you have that same faith that David had to defeat a giant, glory be to God, that was twice his size and the odds was against David. And David yet won. He won by the mighty power of the mighty God. The deliverance power
of God. Hallelujah. The battle was won. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The battle was won by David's faith in God. He didn't have no weapon. He just has a slain and a stoned. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he had enough faith in God to know that God would deliver him from the hands of his enemy. He knew that God would deliver him. Hallelujah. Didn't matter what it was. I want to give my testimony. It, for me, in my testimony, I can say that when I was going through what I was going through in the deepest and the darkness of the valley, and I wouldn't want that to happen to my worst enemy, I know, and I said to God, I said, Lord, I don't know what it is, but I believe that you can fix it. I believe that you can fix it. I acknowledge to God that I can't fix it. I can't bring my own self out. You're going to have to do it. Glory be to God. And I'm here today because God called me out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He delivered me down in the deepness of the valley. Glory be to God. That's why I'm still standing today, because of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm still standing because of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brought me out, and he delivered me. Glory be to God. That I can tell somebody today, no matter where you go, no matter where and what is coming against you in the valley, God is able to deliver you out of the valley. Hallelujah. But you got to give it to him. See, I had to give it to him. Glory be to God. And I had to trust him. Hallelujah. He wants us to trust him. Even in our trials and our tests, we have to trust him. We got to trust him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David, trust God. Hallelujah. There was a test. David was being tested. David was tested. David could have said, I ain't going down in that valley. That giant is too big. I'm just a little bit more. But David did not do that. David came forth. Hallelujah. He came forth for the whole army. Glory be to God. He came forth for the whole army. This one child, this little boy, this little ready little boy, came before the giant for the whole army. Isn't that something? Glory be to God that he had that much faith in God to believe that God would give him the head of his enemy, that he would still be standing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The giant could have stopped David if you really looked at it because it was so little. So come on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. So we have to give God all of our praises even when we're in the valley in our lives, when we're going through our trials and tribulations and our struggles in life. Hallelujah. Whatever your giant may be, you got to face it. Hallelujah. Whatever that giant in your marriage, in your finances, on your job, whatever it is, you got to face the giant. But you can't do it in your own self. Hallelujah. You got to come with the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to be like David. You got to come with the Lord and let the enemy know. This battle ain't even of mine. I ain't even got to fight the battle. I'm going already told him I ain't got to fight the battle. This battle belongs to him. And let God fight for you. Hallelujah. God take care of his children. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God is able to do just what he said he can do. He can deliver you from anything and anybody. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. All throughout the Bible, we see where God delivers his people. He delivered Daniel from the lion. He delivered the three Hebrew boys in the fire. He delivered his people, Israel, hallelujah, from Pharaoh and the Egyptian army. He drowned them in the Red Sea. Hallelujah. This is the beginning of a new year, a dawning of a new day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is a new year. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The giant gonna be defeated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. There was a new day when David came forth to his brothers. Glory be to God. That giant had taunted them and mocked them and probably laughed at them and all of that. But that would be the last day that he would. Glory be to God. Because he was about to fall upon his face. Glory be to God. We just thank God for his holy word. Hallelujah. We know that the giant from the word of God did not prevail over David, but David prevailed over the giant Goliath. David was still standing. Glory be to God. He was still standing. He had his sling and his stone, had slingshot in his stone. Amen. And he smote that Philistine. Glory be to God. So much so that David was still standing, that he stood. Good God, my, he stood upon the giant. He stood upon. And what did David do? He took his own sword, the enemy's sword, that he thought that he was going to cut the head of David. David took his own sword, the giant sword, and slew him. And David was standing, still standing. And he was standing on the giant. Glory be to God. You got to get it. Glory be to God. David was standing upon the giant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The giant was under his foot. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want to? Hallelujah. They were standing upon the giant. They were still standing. And I just give God all the praise for his holy word. Hallelujah. Because I'm still standing. Hallelujah. And I'm still here. Glory be to God. And I just understand what David is saying in the word. I just understand it because I've been there. Glory be to God. And I know that God is able to deliver. If he delivered me, he can deliver you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He delivered David, he can deliver you. Glory be to God. But we have to believe and trust God to deliver us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is some things in life. Hallelujah. God wants to reveal unto us. Glory be to God. He wants to show us the way. He wants a direct path. And we will allow him to do that. Glory be to God. And he will deliver us from every danger seen and unseen. That's the kind of God we serve, those that serve the living God. Hallelujah. But you got to know God. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know him. David knew him. Glory be to God. You got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. And you got to know that he has all power in his hand. God is still in control. And is still in control. And he's still in charge. Glory be to God. He has everything in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to face our giants. Hallelujah. No matter how afraid we are, we must face that giant. Because if we don't face it, we'll stay in bondage. Glory be to God. And God didn't mean for us to be in bondage. He meant for us to be free. Glory be to God. But if we would just believe as David believed, we will remain standing. We may get knocked down along the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We may get knocked down, but we got to get back up. Glory be to God. We got to get back up in the name of Jesus. We can't just stay down just because somebody knocked us down. That giant came and knocked us down. We got to get up. And we got to stand. We got to stand in faith. Glory be to God. We got to stand on a solid rock. Glory be to God. That rock is Jesus. We got to stand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You can't be, as Pastor Mama said on show, you can't be a coward soldier. Glory be to God. You got to stand up against that giant. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to let go of that fear. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is such an awesome God. Hallelujah. I get so excited about the word of God. Hallelujah. Because it has so much deliverance power in the word for us. If we would just read it, if we would just read the word of God, it's there for a reason. If we'll read it, glory be to God. The more we read it, the more we will gain more faith in God. Hallelujah, my God. We have more faith and to believe in the things that are unseen. Now, you know, David was running towards the giant. He had to, you know, he had to have that faith. He was believing in something that not seen because he seen the giant. Glory be to God. He knew he had the victory, but he could have looked at what he saw. But he didn't. He looked to God for his help to him because he knew that God would help him. He knew God was the one that would help him win this battle. And David was still standing. Glory be to God. I just give God all the honor and all of the glory because I am still standing because of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wasn't in my power. I don't have no power. Glory be to God. But it was the power of the mighty God and the everlasting Father that I serve. Hallelujah. That I love and that I believe in, that I worship and I praise. Glory be to God, for he is God. Hallelujah. He's God all by himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, I want to give you the invitation and the opportunity to come to the Father. Hallelujah. So you can have this God on your side. Glory be to God. If you don't know God, hallelujah, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. You can leave your message on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, and let me know if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. I want to encourage you, glory be to God, to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. We have great leadership here on this team. Amen. I want to encourage you to get connected. Amen. If you would like to get connected, if you can contact Apostle Ryle at the information that I gave earlier today. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that because you need to be connected, hallelujah, to ministries that are of God. Hallelujah. Well, God is moving by his power and by his might for deliverance and healing and saving souls. Amen. Glory be to God. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to the prophetic corner today. Amen. An on fire word today. Amen. From a prophetess, Martha Williams. Amen. So she is the first half of the hour in power. Amen. Oh, my God. What a word from the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you missed the live broadcast, if you will go back and listen to the pre-recorded show. All these broadcasts are pre-recorded so you can listen to them anytime, anywhere, and any place. Amen. And be blessed by the word of God. Hallelujah. She always comes with her own time word. Amen. And I promise you that you will truly be blessed. Hallelujah. So take the time sometimes. Sometimes we got to try something different. Glory be to God. And we're not getting no healing and deliverance where we are. Hallelujah. We need to seek a place where we can get that. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And I know that you can with our Walls Worldwide Ministry with Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. Hallelujah. They are great men and women of God. Hallelujah. You want deliverance, you want healing, you want to know where you need to be. This is the ministry to be under. Glory be to God. We want to also encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you would like to do that, contact Apostle Ryle at yryle50@gmail.com. Also, Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power, and I, Elaine Jackson, is the host. Hallelujah. From 6:30 to 7:30. And Prophetess Martha is from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock every Sunday. She's the first half of the hour of power. Amen. We just thank God for the word that went forth today. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, glory be to God, we want to invite you to tune in to One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern the time here on Block Talk Radio. Then we want to encourage you to tune in on Saturday with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's from Faith Come By Hearing Ministries. Amen. You want to get connected. Always a powerful word from the Lord. Also, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit and Midday Manna
You can receive it by text or email for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Ms. Michelle Wilson does moment in the spirit. And Sister Sheila Leverick also does the midday manna. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those are all our announcements. Amen. We want to ask that you keep them in mind. Glory be to God. And we ask that you get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Glory be to God. We love you. God loves you. Hallelujah. Tune in next week at the same time and the same place with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry.